Welcome to another broadcast of Studying the Scriptures. I'm your host, Dr. Todd Baker, director of Berit Hadashah Ministries in Dallas, Texas. We resume our study in our series called The Great Doctrines of the Bible, and we are looking at the doctrine of God. And we have been analyzing and exploring the attributes that exhibit the character of God and demonstrate who He is. The Bible tells us that God is eternal. He is self-existent. He is immutable. His presence is one of immensity. He fills all space and is beyond space. God is immutable in His essence and character. He is immutable in that He is unchangeable as to His character and being. So now let's look at the three O's that characterize God alone: omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence. God is omnipotent, He is omniscient, and He is omnipresent. What do we mean by omnipotent? Well, the word omnipotent, omni means all, potence means power. So you simply put these two words together and you have the meaning of all powerful. God is all powerful. Another word used in Scripture for the omnipotence of God is almighty. Almighty. God is almighty in that all power resides in Him. God is omnipotent in that He is able to carry out the fullness of His power and thereby put into effect whatever He wills or wishes to do. Jeremiah 32, 17 and 18. Jeremiah 32, 17 and 18 speaks of God's omnipotent power. We'll read it for you here in Jeremiah 32, verses 17 and 18. Ah, Lord God, behold, You have made the heavens and the earth by Your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for You. Nothing too hard for You. Jeremiah affirms that God, the God of the Bible, is omnipotent. Now, let me hasten to add that there are some things God cannot do in His omnipotence. And we have mentioned this before. He cannot sin. He cannot lie. He cannot deny Himself or act contrary to His nature. Numbers 23:19, 1 Samuel 15:29, and 2 Samuel 2:13. Hebrews 6:18, James 1:13 and 17. Apart from these things that God cannot do that are contrary to His character, God always performs and operates in harmony with His holiness, wisdom, goodness, and love. God is omnipotent. He is all-powerful. And because of this, nothing is impossible with God. Nothing, of course, that would be consistent with His holy nature, character, and being. Let me rephrase that again. Nothing is impossible with God. That is, nothing that would be contrary to His holy nature, character, and being. God has the power to do what He wills, yet His power is under the control of His holy and wise will. God's power is without limit, and it resides within His perfect plan for man. The omnipotence, or the almighty power of God, is commonly manifest through the things He creates and those things He sustains in creation, encompassing all living, animate and inanimate things. And God's power is exerted without the idea of Him growing weak or any abatement of that power. God does not grow tired when He exerts His power like all finite mortal creatures do. Nor does His power wane in the least over the ages. It is all power for all time. He operates, in the words of Herbert Lockyer in his book All the Doctrines of the Bible, God operates unspent, never growing tired or wearied, Isaiah 40:27-31, Jeremiah 27:2, and Nahum 1:3-6. God is omnipotent in that all nature is subjugated to His will and word, Job 42:2. All men, though they have free will, nevertheless are absolutely subject to God's authority. James 4:12-15, Daniel 4:25. All the supernatural angels recognize His sway. Daniel 9, Hebrews 1:13-14. The existence of God's omnipotence, Scripture tells us, is circumscribed by His will, Isaiah 59:1-2. Another aspect of God's power that is related and linked with His sovereignty is, I'm sorry, that's linked and related to His omnipotence is His sovereignty. God's sovereignty. God's sovereignty is a manifestation of His omnipotence, meaning the sovereignty of God displays absolute right to govern and dispose of His creatures as He pleases. God's omnipotence is inextricably linked and bound up with His sovereignty. So the sovereign power of God works in the ways of men, in the unfolding and progress of history. All things beyond our comprehension, which covers the vast unseen universe, heaven with all of its occupants and glories, eternity with its past and future implications, dimensions that we see and do not see, all are under the sovereign sway of Almighty God. And He reigns over time and in all time. Revelation 19:6 tells us, the Lord God omnipotent reigns. The omnipotence of God allows Him to do all things, and no purpose of His can be restrained. Job 42:2. The sovereignty of God and His omnipotent power is able to uphold all worlds which are guided and propelled by the Lord's mighty word of power. Hebrews 1:1-4. The omnipotence of God was affirmed by Yeshua, Jesus, when He said in Matthew 26 concerning the rich getting into heaven. God said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Matthew 19:26. Daniel tells us in his book, Daniel 4:35, that the Lord does according to His will in the army of heaven among the inhabitants of the earth. So, though man would propose, if his intentions and his propositions are not in keeping with the sovereign and almighty will of God, those intentions and proposals will be laid waste and put aside, because God does whatsoever He pleases in heaven and on earth. No man can stay His hand. God's power was most historically evident with the resurrection of Yeshua HaMashiach from the dead. When the resurrection occurred, God demonstrated that He is able to conquer death with the almighty power of everlasting life. And those who believe in this risen Savior, they too will taste of the omnipotence of God over death. When the first resurrection occurs, and the Lord, with the shout and the trumpet blast, will descend from heaven and will call up those dead believers. Their body, their death, the graves will give up the bodies, and they will rise in resurrection glory. Then shall be brought to pass, as Paul says, the saying that is written in 1 Corinthians 15. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Praise the Lord. That will be a day on which God's omnipotence will prevail over the power of death. Permanently. God is all powerful. Nothing is impossible with Him. If you are looking at an impossible circumstance and there is no possibility of escape, there is no answer. Man in all his accorded brilliance and all his abilities can answer. The power of God, which is infinitely far greater, can intervene and do the impossible. Hallelujah. If you have cancer and it's terminable, the almighty power of God can remove that cancer and heal you against all odds, because God is all powerful in all of His acts. There is no greater power in the power of the Lord our God. Not only does all power, supreme power, and the greatest power reside with the God of the Bible, but He also is omniscient. The second O of the three O's detailing God's incommunicable and absolute attributes. Omniscience, which is also connected with omnipotence, because seeing that one has power then presupposes a knowledge of how to exercise that power. We learn this in the human realm. Unless a man is trained to build a car engine, there is no possible way he can do this unless he has the knowledge to build a car engine. So the maxim knowledge is power is certainly true with man and certainly true with God. God is all powerful, and within that omnipotence, He is all-knowing. God is all-knowing. God not only knows all, but He understands all. Psalm 147:5 tells us that of God's understanding there is no number. Omniscience means that God knows all. He knows, and that knowledge encompasses the circumference of everything. Because God is all-knowing, He knows all things at all times. He knows all things within Himself, in the universe, and in all creatures, whether they be things past, present, or future. God knows all of them perfectly. There is nothing that He does not know and has not known from eternity. 1 Samuel 2:3 affirms this feature of God's omniscience. 1 Samuel 2:3. Talk no more so very proudly, let no arrogance come from your mouth, for the Lord God is the God of knowledge, and by Him actions are weighed. Hallelujah. God knows the very predicament you are in. He knows what you think and how you feel. And consequently, God is greater than any negative feelings or emotions that we may be under. His power to relieve and deliver is greater than the worst kinds of depression that we may face living in a fallen world. God's knowledge is absolute and unacquired. He never has to learn anything, nor does His knowledge need to grow. Man can never tell God anything about himself that God does not already know. Jesus said this when speaking about prayer life. The prayer life of His disciple. He says, "Your heavenly Father knows what things you need before you ask Him." Then the quick rejoinder would be, "Well, why should we pray then? Because God already knows it." Well, we pray not on behalf or the benefit of God, not to inform Him of something He doesn't know, since He already knows all, but rather prayer is for our benefit, that we our trust in the Lord and our faith may grow and grow as He answers those prayers in His perfect timing. Praise the Lord. God knows all. Because God is omniscient, this means His knowledge is perfect through and through, accompanied with perfect understanding, acted upon by perfect wisdom. God has an accurate and complete possession of the facts of the way things are. Not only does God in His omniscience have perfect understanding, but with that is, in the words of Kevin J. Connor in his excellent book, The Foundations of Christian Doctrine, perfect understanding is the full perception and interpretation of the facts. And perfect wisdom is the application of the facts. Because God is omniscient, He then is qualified to be the judge of all men. He alone knows the secret of the heart, as the psalmist tells us. And because He has perfect knowledge, He alone is able to perfectly judge every single human being and will do so in the future. God's omniscience involves perfect knowledge, perfect understanding, perfect perception. Because this is so, His omniscience is infallible and therefore incapable of error, mistakes, or any deletion or omission. God will never err concerning His judgment because He knows all. Proverbs 15:3 says, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place on earth, every place in the universe, keeping watch upon the evil and the good." No one, though we think that when we commit an act in private that's wrong or sinful, we should be reminded that we cannot hide from God. We may sequester ourselves by ourselves, but God is there to see. Jeremiah 23:23-35, we are told no one can hide themselves in secret places from God's eyes. No one can hide themselves from the presence of the Lord, because God knows all things. He knows the hearts of all the sons of men. Proverbs 15:11, 1 John 3:20. Jesus himself possessed this same omniscience. He knew what was in the heart of every man. John 2 tells us, and therefore he did not commit himself to man, because he knew what was in man. So here we have the omniscience of God the Son on display in John 2, verses 24 and 25. God not only has knowledge of the past, present, and future, but he knows of events that occur beforehand. Hence, the supernatural demonstration of prophecy. God predicting history in advance as it unfolds in the exact details. He knows they will occur. It is on the basis of God's omniscient foreknowledge that he gives us prophecy. Prophecy concerning end time events. Prophecies concerning the destiny of Israel. Prophecies concerning the coming of the Messiah. God's omniscient foreknowledge also includes knowledge of the histories and destinies of all nations and individuals on the basis that he has known it before it has come to pass and therefore foretold it. Matthew 10:29, Matthew 24, Daniel 7, Isaiah 44:26. Foreknowledge, foreseeing, foretelling, and predestination, and those things foreordained are all expressions of God's omniscience. So, history does not run amok. It is not a muddled series of chance and chaotic events. No, not at all. All events that make up history, past, present, and future, were known by God and under his sovereign control, some caused by him, others allowed, so that in the end, his plan of redemption for man in the ages past and in the ages to come will be fulfilled without failure. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The scripture tells us, known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. Acts 15:18. All the works of God. God does not act in reaction. He knows before what will happen and plans accordingly from eternity past, because he is the omniscient one, the all-knowing one. He will not get facts confused. He will not misunderstand you. He knows you through and through and will act for your good if provided you believe in him and trust him. And his goodness to the unbeliever, if perceived and received by the unbeliever, will then lead that person to repentance and faith in Yeshua, the Messiah. Praise the Lord. we can see the omniscience, both the omniscience and omnipotence of God, proven by the supernatural fact of Bible prophecy. The Bible is the only book in the world that has accurately forecasted a variety of things. Take, for instance, the history of the Jewish people. God, in His foreknowledge, foretold that because of their disobedience to the law and later their rejection of Messiah, He would scatter the chosen people throughout the nations of the world for a long period of time. Then, at the end of days, He would regather them back into their land. No other nation is that true of. No other nation who has been scattered for several generations has survived as a national and religious body of people, except for Israel, who were scattered throughout the nations of the world for nearly 2,000 years. And yet God, by His power, brought the Jewish people back into Eretz Israel, the land of Israel. Nothing but the miraculous power of God demonstrated in the face of human opposition against such a regathering occurred. God's power is demonstrated by that unprecedented historical fact, proving that He has the power to carry it out against all what we might say against all odds. There's actually a mini-series by that title, Against All Odds, historically documenting Israel's survival among the nations, a millennia, two millennia, and their miraculous restoration in their land. Both demonstrate, both are historical examples of God's omniscience, knowing these things beforehand and foretelling them long before they occurred, and His omnipotence in bringing to pass what He has foretold. Praise God. So remember then that God's power is on display, and His omnipotence is demonstrated with prophecy. Hallelujah. We can rejoice in that. Praise God. So God is omnipotent and omniscient. Both work together to demonstrate the knowledge that God is all-knowing and that God is all-powerful. Thank You, Lord. And it's this God who calls us to believe in Him, whose plan and power will carry us through the deepest valleys in this fallen world ruled by evil, and bring us to a bright and expanding eternity pregnant with triumph, victory, and fellowship with Him that in the ages to come cannot fully reveal, comprehend, or contain. Amen. Well, I see I'm out of time. Until next time, Shalom, Yeshua HaMashiach Alechem. May the peace of Jesus the Messiah be with you.